I'm holding by Avar Abba in the second bracha of Birchas Kriyat Shema. I always had shver. I always had shver that we say in the capital in davening. The Hashemayim Misabim Kriyat Kel. It speaks about Hashemayim Misabim Kriyat Kel. Speaks about all the meiros and everything that's going on in the Shemayim, and then he continues. Tzoris Hashem Tamim, she was not for Hashem Hashem Nevru. He was pesti. What shayches does the beginning of the capital have to the rest of the capital? It bothered me, and it didn't bother me. What shayches does the second bracha have to the first bracha? First bracha is bracha, and I say this every day. I only say on Shabbos, but this is the first bracha. Is the bracha going to get to the meiros? The second bracha is bracha. Pashas going to get to Torah. That's why it even doubles as the Birch Satera, but welcome that somebody didn't say Birch Satera. The Lacha is that it's considered Birch Satera if he learns right afterwards. Shaz, what's the Shaykhis? So we saw today, when I was looking into Avraham a little bit, that the Mefarshim Shteltsu, both of them, the two Birchas Kriya Shema, to that capital in Tillim. And the Psalm Reish says, he says that since we're Mazkir, the Nesina Satera, and he says that the Matan Torah was mayor Yerushim Mikol HaMoiris. The Torah is mayor Bichlal. Says that the Ora Gonez, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu took the Ora and he was Gonze.
The Ora Rishi.
Where was he going as this Ora? Where did he hide it away? So Kimdumani says in Zohar that he was Gonze with the Torah Shabbat Peh. The Kadosh Baruch Hu was going as that Ora in the Torah Shabbat Peh. There's the Ora that comes from the Torah which is starker than any other Ora that we have. And that's the R, and that's why Tzadikim can see Misefer Elamat Sefer, like other Rishon. It says that a child, and Nida says that a child, when he's B'me'imai, he has Ner Dalak al Risha, he's Roya Misefer Elamat Sefer. That's like other Rishon also, he was able to be Roya Misefer Elamat Sefer, he had the R Agonas. And Tzadikim or Zechat and that R, they're able to see Misefer Elamat Sefer. So the R of the Torah is much darker, it's the Sug R, but it's a much darker R than the R of the Ma'iris. The Karakema says, Bechlal, he says that the aura of the Torah brings you to, like it says in Kehelet, my Yisrael la'oda b'chol amol ha'shayamol tachas ha'shemesh. We say tachas ha'shemesh, there's no Yisrael, but la'mayla min ha'shemesh, there is a Yisrael, and that's the limud ha'Torah, which is la'mayla min ha'shemesh. So after we speak about the Meiris, which is all in the realm of Teva, then we speak about the la'mayla min ha'Teva, the la'mayla min ha'shemesh, which is the Torah. Something else I saw very interesting, the Eitz Yosef says that Zayin Avarabah, Zayin Avasoylam, at night, there's no Zayin in the entire bracha.
Why?
Because there's seven Ahavis. Seven Sugim of Ava that a person has, the mother, the father, brother, sister, son, daughter, the Kalasa, he says. He doesn't say his son-in-law. But, and that's seven Sugim of Ava that a person has, and all of them, all those, he's Mevatol, when it comes to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Klapi the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Ava Rabba of the Rebbeinu Shalom, Avtonu, when we're handling this Ava, so Mamela, all other Avas are B'Tehli. That's why there's no Zion B'Klal, not here and not there. That which you say Ava Rabba in the morning and Ava Shalom at night, for those that daven us in Ashkenaz, the Gaon says, in the Pirush HaGadol, he says that the morning is the time of Or. Or is a semel, is the dogma of the Gula. The night is the time of Choshech, which is Golas. Ava Rabba Avtonu is referring to us, Ava Rabba, that's Ba'atmiyut. In other words, Ba'etzen HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Avas Oilam is mashma, it's not Ba'etzen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you, it's an Ava that's coming Me'oilam, from before and from the Ovois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves them. And therefore, B'schus them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mamsha. So when we're handling the Geula, so the time of the Geula, then there's the Ava Be'etzem, or the time of Geula. When the time of Golas, and the time of Choshech, and Averis Kilo, that we're not in the Matzah that we should be in, then the Ava is the Ava of Avas Oilam that came from beforehand. So Ava Rabba Avtanu, Hashem Aleikinu. Hashem Aleikinu, L'chorra, Al-Derech HaPshat, Hashem is Yurke is Lashon of Rachamim, and Aleikinu is Lashon of Din. So, Sai the Rachamim and Sai the Din that happened in the world, they're all coming, they all stem from the Ava of the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's all Echon, Hashem Aleikinu, Hashem Echon. Sai the Hashem and Sai the Aleikinu, that's all Echon, that's all from the Rebbeinu Shalom. There's not two different creches here. And all that comes, not just from the Rebbeinu Shalom, but from the Ava of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Anything, all Din is also from the Ava of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Chemlo Gadayla V'Yisera Chamalta Aleinu, and you gave us a compassion, you're compassionate to us, V'yaseiro. What does it mean? Yaseiro from what? A tremendous amount of chemla, of compassion. V'yaseiro. And greater. Greater than what? Doesn't say greater than what. V'yaseiro chamal talenu. So two pshatim. One is yaseiro than a basar v'adam. Basar v'adam, you look in the chavis levavis, the in atfila says it. Sedar Yishe Yisrael, I think it is. He says that, Yitzhar Atfilas. So he says that there's, the Chavis Lavava says that there's very many times that we find in Vasar Adam that they're compassionate to somebody else. A father to a child, an Odin to the Zevet, all different scenarios. But all these scenarios, Be'etzim, deep down, there is a personal interest that's involved. The father, Be'etzim, he has the Ava, the child gives him an Achas, he wants to help out. He's, you're a chelik of me. And the Odin has something to gain from the Eved. Everybody has some sort of shakas that they're willing to gain. And the Mela, it's always, any chemla is always tainted to a certain extent with some sort of atmias that he plans to get from it. The Bnei Shalom is not that way. He has nothing to gain. He has nothing to gain from anything that we give to the Bnei Shalom. So his chemla is, that which is compassionate to us, is Yisera is much greater than a Basar V'Dam. And is much greater than any human being due to a second human being. Now the Pshat HaGain says, continuing, he says, Chemel Gedel Yisera, he says, even though we're not of the Dargo of the Ovis, however, even after we did a Chet, and this is a big Yisoid in Yiddishkeit B'chal, that even after the Chet of the Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to a greater level than we were before him. The Chemla, the compassion he gave to us after we did the Avira, Hashem, when Hashem before the Avira, Hashem after the Avira, the Rachmim that comes after the Avira is even a greater Rachmim than was before the Avira. After the Eagle, there was Zeichot to Lukashnius, Zeichot to the Shechinah Shere and the Mishkan, the Zeichot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Mashal Shechinah Tzei Alev Dikachavim anymore, and things that they didn't have beforehand. These Dargas that Baal Tshuva is aimed at Baal Shein Tzadikim Yechon Alamayin, that it's Shaykh. Right, Mishul Shnafalti Kamti Duch the Nefila becomes the Kima to a bigger Dargo. He know the Moimin al Divrei Tehillim Kim Nechshav Em Tchila. In other words, the way that it gets the highest Dargo is sometimes being initial and then coming up into the Zchus. I saw Agav a very interesting idea. Now that I'm remembering, some idea, some of the Eilim were heard this before the Omner Rosh. What's Pshat and Hashamnu that we say when you say with the Tzibur, we sing the Hashamnu. What are we doing? We're saying that we did all these averes and then we're singing them. We're singing all the averes. Is this revenge on them? I saw the Tiferes Yisrael says in Mishnayos. He says that Vibalt we did tshuva, so tshuva me'ava is mahapich the averes the tzuyas. So Mevela were ki'ilu singing those averes when we already did the tshuva beforehand. Then all we're doing is vidui now, being mizvade on those averes, but the tshuva is done beforehand. Mevela, duch the tshuva, the averes that we did are nitapich the tzuyas. Mevela passes that you can sing it. The Bali Musa weren't so happy, I think, but maybe it gives a little bit of a tam. Avinu malkenu, bavor v'senu shabbatu v'ba. Avinu malkenu, avinu is our father who loves us so much, but a father very often, even though he loves the child so much, he doesn't have the yichurlis to give everything to the child. When he's malkenu, so then he has that yichurlis. A malkenu without the avinu, he has the yichurlis, he doesn't want. You, the Ribbono Shel Olam, are both avinu and our malkenu. Now, a bunch of the Farshim point out that we say avinu is used in conjunction with Torah, and malkenu is used in conjunction with avodah. Hashivenu avinu l'seiro sefo. Avinu l'seiro sefo. Avinu malkenu l'avoyza sefo. So, in conjunction to Torah, we use the lashon of avinu, as opposed to when it comes to avoyda, we use malkenu, we're an eved to the melech. A melech here that we're talking about in this bracha, that we're talking sai about, the Torah. And sai, lumud lishmor v'lasish l'kayim, also the avoyda, melech we remarked him with the avinu malkenu. Bavor avisenu shebotchu b'cha, because of our forefathers, Shabbatchu b'chol, they were b'teach. Where were they b'teach in the Kodesh Baruch? Some of the Parshim say, "Lechtech acharei b'midbar so is the rule." Shalos, what does that really have to do so much with the Matan Torah? Some of the Parshim say, also in the Tzvilis, that it's referring to that which he said, "Nasav inishma." Everybody, Kodesh Baruch came to all the Umayyads and he said, "You want to accept the Torah?" Vashteidor. What does it say? And everybody, for whatever reason, said no. So not only did they say yes, they didn't even ask B'chol. The B'tochin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Tumas Yishorim Tanchin, like Rava said to the Min, when he said that they, he said you jumped to St. Asaph ben Ishma, and he said, yeah, we had Tumas Yishorim Tanchin, we have this Bitochim, we have this Yashrus, that we follow the Chokhtar Rebbeinu Shalom, that it's not going to give us something that we can't handle. That Bitochim, that is manning us through our lives. The meal of this Bitochim that they had, Bavur Hashem Shabbat will call, B'talam Dev Kuk Echaim, you gave them the Torah after they sent Asa Ben Ishma. Kuk Echaim means, really, where do you need Bitochim? For the Kukim, that's really where you need to be talking. Because for Gezel, for Tzichel, you don't need to be talking. It's for the things that we're not going to understand that we need to be talking. It's only Chuk Echaim, but it's also Chuk Echaim is just the way of life. And the truth is that a Yid is so much better off than a Goy. Better. A Goy has no plan. He has no. What? Moshe Ba'am. We'll end with this maybe because it's going to get me late. But, so we'll go right there. I once was zeichet to learn about Tshuva, whose father was a goy, is a goy, and his mother's Jewish. I was learning it with about 2 months after he became a Baal Tshuva, and still wishy washy. The kid's father is the CEO of a hospital. And his father asked him, he says, how come you have to become religious? Why? For what? Look what I do. My whole day I'm busy with good things. I'm a CEO of a hospital. He's busy. He's achroi for everything that goes on in the hospital. But he's the top notch. Why the religion thing? Why do you need it? So he asked me, why do I need it? So I said, I can give you an answer, but you can't answer this to your father. So what would be if all the people in the hospital died? You didn't save anybody. We don't have any CO, we don't have any hospitals, all the people that got sick and died. Would it be so terrible? What would the guy be losing out? That he can't play football again? He's in a good spot. He's not suffering anymore. He was suffering up until now he died. He's not suffering anymore. What did he lose out by the fact that he died? That all the people around him are going to be sad? That's why we're saving the people? So that his family should be sad? So the people that don't have any family, so those people let them die. And other people let them live. But ask the person himself, there's no reason to let him live. It's only if he has a family who's going to suffer, then there's got to be something a little bit more than just being a nice guy. Why is that being nice, making a person, continuing a person's life, when he could be just be dead and not feel anything? He's going to suffer now from us. Why? If you understand that there's a tachlis to develop, and there's a plan to develop, and there's something that you're trying to accomplish when you're here on the world, and if a person dies and he's not able to accomplish as much as he wants to accomplish, then there's a worth in life. A Yid has a blueprint for Chuk Echaim. He knows what he's supposed to do. He gets up in the morning, first thing he does, he opens his eyes, says Maidan, puts his feet down, washes his neck off us. Afterwards, he says the Prophet. Every single second of his day, he puts on his right shoe, then he puts on his left. He ties his left, puts on his right. Every single day, so it could be that it's an ol. Like, at least you know where you're going. The ol is a gishmak ol. You know what you're supposed to be doing in life. But the Lamdim Chuk Echaim, Al Tabitachan, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Bitachan gave us something that is, now we have, there's no midlife crisis anymore. There's no point for a midlife crisis. You know what you're doing every day. You know what you're supposed to be doing. One of my favorite stories. Came to Chanenu Slamadenu. You should be Mechanenu. Give us a Manas Chino. Slamadenu also teaches the Torah, even though we didn't have that Darag of Bitachan maybe, but Besut Zahavis, we should also be able to learn the Torah Chuk Echaim. We should know how to live our life. One sort of story is from Victor Miller. He said that somebody asked him, what would you do if Eliyahu HaNavi came to you and told you this is the last day of your life? What would you do the last day of your life? He says, depends. If it's 7 o'clock in the morning, I'd be davening shachar. If it's 8 o'clock, I'd be eating breakfast. If it's 8:30, I'd be going to my share. If it's 9 o'clock, I'd be... Tell him. That means that he lives. It makes a difference if it's today, if it's 100 days. I'm living my life as I've had for the last day. I'm doing what everybody wants me to do. He wants me to eat today, I'm eating today. He wants me to learn today, I'm learning today. He wants me to sleep, I'm going to sleep. That's how the Yid is. And that's the best of the Yid. We wake up in the morning, we daven, we eat, we do all the things that we're supposed to be doing. That's what everybody wants us to do. And Mela, that's what we're doing.